Brother J.R., are you with us?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that you have been doing some tremendous reporting on the what is being called the Oakland Rebellion. You did an eyewitness report, which I received yesterday, Wednesday, January 14th. And I'm not going to read it because you're right here. But first, would you just, when a week earlier there was an uprising in the streets in response to the murder of the brother Oscar Grant, and I wonder if you could describe some of that for the listeners and your arrest.
Well, basically, there was a number of different activities that went down last Wednesday, a week from yesterday. The day started off at about 9 a.m. with a number of clergymen and local politicians who went to the DA's office. The DA's name is Orloff, to demand that he arrest the officers. Notice I used the S. Notice he was trying to get the officers involved. I mean, the people wanted the officers involved arrested. Orloff made it plain that he had the power to issue a warrant for an arrest, and he didn't care what the pressure was. He says he was still investigating, and he would decide whether or not he would do it. He played games for hours and wouldn't speak to them and gave them a time to speak to them at a later date. So this was at 9 a.m. Later on that day, around 4 p.m., groups of Bay Area activists came together and had a rally at the Fruitvale BART station where Oscar had been killed a week earlier. The rally went off rather peaceful. The mayor actually scheduled a press conference at the exact same time so that he wouldn't have to be accountable, or so no one would ask him to appear and be accountable. I don't even know if that press conference went down, but people were expecting him and wanting him to come to the rally to explain himself as to why he hasn't spoken on the issue up to that day. Later on that night, the rally went from Fruitvale BART, which is in East Oakland, and I don't know if people know, a BART is equivalent to the subways in New York. People walked from Fruitvale BART to downtown Oakland, which probably is about a 30-minute walk, along the way picking up a lot of people through the community of East Oakland and taking them downtown. Now, when the sun went down, police repression escalated. The police started shooting tear gas off, and the rebellion basically started. This was probably around 7 o'clock. I had left the Fruitvale BART station rally, and me and a number of friends went to another location where we were hanging out and talking about the day's events. And I got a call from the San Francisco Bayview newspaper who wanted me to get out there to get the report because they had gotten reports that there was rebellions in the streets of downtown Oakland. So I went down to downtown Oakland with my camera and my portable recorder and was attempting to take pictures as well as get audio interviews about what was going on in the streets. When I got down there, it was basic chaos. The police were in a huge circle. Dozens of police officers were in a huge circle in the intersection of 14th and Broadway in front of City Hall, occupying, I guess, the street in front of City Hall. That's when they brought the Hummer out, which many people have seen on the internet in different news reports. That was basically stacked to its teeth with SWAT team members, or what people reportedly were calling SWAT team members in the streets. Basically, they started shooting tear gas, and that's when the rebellion was kicked off. They started shooting tear gas at peaceful demonstrators. That's when the rebellion kicked off. That's when windows started getting smashed. Small businesses in downtown Oakland, as well as cars getting their windshield smashed, as well as businesses like McDonald's getting front windows crushed. So that basically happened. Then 2 hours into the rebellion, Mayor Dellums came from across the street, came from a black newspaper by the name of the Oakland Post, where he was having a secret meeting with many of the appointed leaders of Oakland, the establishment leaders of Oakland, the clergymen and the local politicians. he was having a meeting in there, and he decided that he was going to walk across 14th and Broadway because the newspaper is on one side of the street, City Hall is on the other. He walked across the street with about 50 people in suits and basically commenced having a press conference. During the press conference, he tried to say that people needed to be civil and respectful, but he was shut down because people in the crowd were, you know, while the backdrop to this press conference is that the city was on fire. Now, people were saying, well, people weren't, the police weren't respectful and civil to Oscar Grant. They weren't being civil. They were protesting peacefully in the streets. So, you know, this commenced for about 5 to 10 minutes until Ron Dellums was basically ran off. When Ron Dellums was ran off, the police escalated their attacks on protesters. I don't know if you guys got the report, but 105 people were reportedly arrested.
Yeah, we got that report. Mm-hmm.
And I can attest to about 80 of those people at least were arrested after Ron Dellums was ran off from his press conference. I was arrested approximately 15 minutes after the Ron Dellums press conference, which I covered. I was walking down the street by myself, or it wasn't by myself because there was a number of people in the streets, but I didn't have a crowd with me. And I was looking through some of the pictures that I had taken. Out the corner of my eye, I see two police officers in riot gear running. I look in front of me to see who they were running after, and all of a sudden I noticed they were running after me. So I basically tried to get away. One dove at me and tackled me. I injured my leg when I fell to the ground, and I was arrested. When I asked what the charge was, they told me that the charge was felony arson. Now, let me mind you, there was nothing on fire. I didn't have a lighter. I didn't have any matches. I didn't even have any paper. I was charged with felony arson.
Very serious charge.
Right. Booked into the local jail and held in the local jail where a number of the other protesters, I would say about 30 to 40 of them, were being held. And, you know, there was a lot of solidarity across across nationalities. There was black, Latino, white, and Asian people arrested, although the charges, the most serious charges, were reserved for the black people.
Pause.
Me and three others were charged with felonies out of the 105 arrests, as well as all cell phones and cameras were confiscated by the Oakland Police Department.
Brother J.R., let me just interrupt you and just let you know that we have about 4 minutes. And did you go to court today?
I did not go to court today. I go to court tomorrow.
Okay.
At 9 a.m.
Okay. And have they indicated through your lawyer or anything that they're going to drop some of these charges, or do they want you to cop a plea, or what's going on with that?
Well, tomorrow we should see. Tomorrow will be the first day where I will have representation in court, and yeah, they're going full steam ahead.
Well, you've got the support of us here. I mean, I think you're a wonderful revolutionary journalist. You're doing the people's work, and precisely because of that, as Sister Yolua just said a few minutes ago, that's why you were targeted, and so you definitely can count on the support of your family here in New York City. And believe me, I've gotten a lot of calls about you, people who didn't think that I knew about you, and so I'd like to thank some of those people, Sister Agnes and other people who, you know, let me know, but I had scheduled this already. But J.R., what can we do to help?
Well, definitely stay informed. Go to blockreportradio.com or sfbayview.com, and you can get up-to-date information. For those that have money, I'm trying to get the camera back so I can continue covering what's going on in the streets and making sure and making it available to a national and international audience, as well as we need financial support for the criminal trial that is coming up that we are facing. And when I say we, I'm talking about me and 105 other people, but specifically me and the other three people who are facing felonies. So those are just some of the things that they could do. If you go to those websites that I named, blackreportradio.com and sfbayview.com, you can also participate in a telephone campaign to the mayor, to the head of the Black Caucus, who is located out here, Barbara Lee, and also to the DA, Orloff, because we want not just one of the police officers charged, all of the police officers involved, we want all of them to be charged, as well as amnesty for the protesters, as well as for the city to pay for the damage that the rebellions caused, knowing that it was their neglect that pushed the people to where they felt that, in honor of Martin Luther King, that the only voice that they can put out is the voice of the riot, to paraphrase Martin Luther King, who said that, you know, rioting is the voice of the unheard people. So
Grant had been apprehended in Nevada and was charged with suspicion of murder. Now, has that changed to murder? Because yesterday, what I was reading was that he was charged with suspicion of murder.
No, that hasn't changed as to my knowledge, and I would like to.
Is that even a charge?
I don't even know.
Suspicion of murder. All right. Brother JR, thank you for coming on.